Listen to an audio version of this post. School cell phone usage has become a hotly debated topic across the U.S. recently. Christian Ruiz of the Dallas Independent School District joined Robert Bailey of HIPARA for a frank discussion on cell phones and social media in school. In this webinar, Robert and Christian discussed the benefits and drawbacks of cell phones, student attention issues, and teacher and parent perspectives. Check out the full webinar on demand. Right arrow curving down. Poll on cell phones in schools. Robert Bailey began the webinar with poll results about cell phone usage in schools. We asked educators and administrators in the HIPARA community and on social media, what is the cell phone policy in your school or district? The results were, 11% said there are no restrictions, 11% said there is limited use, 66% said there is a classroom ban, 11% said is a school ban. The next poll question was, what kind of cell phone policy do you prefer? The results were, 16% said they prefer a complete school ban, 33% said they prefer a classroom ban, 50% said that it should be up to the individual teacher, school cell phone and social media policies around the U.S. in the news. If you've been following the news, Los Angeles Unified School District instituted a smartphone ban, noting that smartphones and social media are impacting student focus and mental health. California Governor Newsom also called on schools to restrict cell phones in the classroom. The U.S. Surgeon General even recently issued an opinion that social media is a national health crisis. In the Dallas Independent School District, Christian Ruiz is an instructional lead coach in Dallas Independent School District, Dallas ISD. She explained that each school in the district can determine their own cell phone policy. There is also a cell phone pilot program the district is running in 3 schools. In this case, when learners arrive at school in the morning, they check in their phone and place it into a bag. This gets locked during the day, and at the end of the school day, it's unlocked. In other schools in Dallas ISD, it is up to the teacher to implement their own classroom policy, while some schools have implemented a school-wide ban. Improving student attention. This pilot program helped the district track data to determine if it helped with student attention and behavior. They started the pilot program to obtain that research so they can stand behind a cell phone policy in school. Christian said that it did improve behavior, student attention, and accountability. Robert noted that there hasn't been a clear-cut opinion from all schools across the U.S., so having data is important. Perspective as an educator. Robert asked Christian what her perspective is as someone who was a classroom educator at one point. Should cell phones be banned? Can they be used for instruction? Christian explained that, in her opinion, there has to be a happy medium and that it depends on the learners in the classroom. An educator has to determine to what extent cell phones could be used for learning. At the same time, she noted that some learners feel attached to their cell phones, and educators have to make sure the class is engaged and that learners can let go of their phones when they need to. As Christian said, cell phones steal their attention because they're worried about social media and other things. To help with this, some educators create a place in the classroom where learners can turn in their phone at the beginning of class. Beyond student attention, Christian explained that cell phone issues at schools are not just about focusing during class. There are also issues around bullying on social media, so it's a safety issue. It's about making sure kids in school are making good decisions. If they don't have their cell phones with them at all times, she said that they can make better decisions. Teacher cell phones in school. Robert also wanted to know if Dallas ISD has a policy for educator cell phones, since educators need to model behavior for learners. Christian responded that the only time schools implement a cell phone ban for educators is when there is state accountability testing. During state testing, the kids turn in their cell phones, and so do educators. No one is allowed to have a cell phone in the building, and they sign a waiver. On other days, Christian explained that cell phones can be helpful tools for educators. For example, they may use them for timers, for controlling the board with an app, for Kahoot and more. Student attention changing with the times. 20 years ago, some schools actually banned laptops in the classroom because they were seen as too distracting for learners. Now most classrooms use laptops or another type of device. Robert and Christian discussed if cell phones in schools are an inevitability. Christian said that schools have to get in control of it, especially since the COVID-19 pandemic happened, and kids had cell phones with them all the time, or when parents allowed them. Now that everyone has transitioned back into classrooms, cell phones are not going away. Cell phones can be a learning resource. Robert and Christian pondered if kids could use cell phones for more than chatting with friends and checking on social media. For example, they could be used for research and learning apps. The issue is whether schools are teaching students parameters and expectations. For some schools and districts like LAUSD, there's a hardline stance. For others, there is a balance of figuring out what works best in the moment. Parent feedback on cell phones in school. Many parents worry that if there is a school-wide ban on cell phones, they won't be able to get a hold of their child. Christian explained that if a parent is at a job, they can't always be on their cell phone. There are other lines of communication when children are at school. Even though we're in a society where people want to quickly reach others and get an immediate response, parents can still reach their child through the office, for instance. At the same time, many parents don't want their kids on TikTok in the middle of a math lesson, but in case of an emergency, they want immediate access to their child. Robert asked Christian how schools can give parents more avenues of communication during the school day if cell phones are restricted. She explained that there are apps schools can use that immediately notify parents about announcements, fire drills, or lockdowns. Social media parameters in school. Robert brought up the U.S. Surgeon General's warning about the impact of social media on youth. Data shows that there are more instances of depression and higher suicide rates, partly due to social media. Therefore, schools need to place parameters around social media and online bullying. This is especially essential during class transition times when kids take out their smartphones, but this can be challenging for schools to regulate. School and parent responsibility. Robert and Christian wonder when it comes to safe use of phones and social media, how much is the school's responsibility and how much is the parent's? For many educators, it seems like more and more is put on the school's plate with increasing expectations. Christian noted, though, that because schools have children for several hours during the day, it's important for educators to help teach healthy digital habits. It's also critical for schools and districts to have discussions on mental health and make sure counselors are available. School and parents as partners. Christian also explained that it's essential for schools to communicate with parents and become partners in supporting learners. She believes that parents want their children to make good decisions, too, and that as partners, schools and parents need to support student focus and safety. Digital footprints are forever. Both schools and parents need to teach kids that what they do on social media creates a digital footprint. A picture, a screenshot, or text will be online forever. Kids need to learn good habits and understand that what they do online as kids could affect them into their adult life. Digital citizenship strategies in Dallas ISD. Robert emphasized that digital citizenship should be part of everyday learning, rather than just a singular lesson. He asked Christian what strategies her school uses. She explained that high schools in Dallas ISD make digital citizenship a part of daily instruction to teach learners how to interact online professionally or responsibly. In the earlier grade levels, they focus on digital footprints. Keeping learners focused online. One of educators' frustrations today is figuring out how to keep learners focused online. Christian often reminds educators that adults, too, may have social media open on their devices while they are lesson planning or instructing. She believes that modeling online behavior in the classroom is critical. At the same time, she says that districts can help educators by taking the heat off of them. If a district-wide cell phone ban is implemented, it doesn't have to fall just on the teachers. No matter what the district or school policy is, though, leaders need to be supportive of teachers because they are the ones managing cell phones and social media in the classroom. While everyone agrees that keeping learners focused and safe online is important, there is not a one-size-fits-all answer to the issue. Each state, district, school, and classroom has different opinions and needs, so there is currently no right way to deal with the issue. Educators' own comfort level with classroom cell phones and social media. Robert ended the webinar by noting that this discussion opened the dialogue and is a good starting point for schools considering their cell phone and social media policies. This school year, many educators may need to find their own comfort levels with cell phones and social media in the classroom. Luckily, there is a large community of educators like Christian and EdTech companies like Hapara who are here to support you. Explore how schools use a web filter and screen monitoring to keep students safe and teach digital citizenship. Download our free ebook.